In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. May the name of the Lord be praised both now and forever. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. I'm reading from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through this Word. Without Him was made nothing that was made. In Him was life that was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness grasped it not, comprehended it not, could not put it out. Listen to the next line. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Oh, my Lord, we're talking about John the Baptist today. You know, he wasn't a Catholic, he was a Baptist. Wasn't a Protestant, he was a Baptist. I'm only kidding now, come on. There was a man, his name was John. He was sent from God. This John came as a witness to bear witness to the light. The light is Jesus. John was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness to the light. Oh, John the Baptist. John the Baptist. What would we do with you today in all the churches of Christendom? What would we do with you today in all the churches of Christendom? You who bore witness to the light, you who spoke to the religious leaders and calling them vipers, what would we do with you today, John the Baptist? You who came to bear witness to the light, what would you do to the televangelists today? What would you say to them? What would you say to me? What would you say to the hierarchy, the bishops? What would you say to the congregational people, the Pentecostal people? What would you say today? Would you come and say, "Oh, you're so good"? Or would you come and say, "You brood of vipers, you hypocrites"? What would you say? What would you say? Oh, John the Baptist, your name was John, given by the angel Gabriel. You shall call his name John, gift of God. What would you say? Oh my gosh. As it says in Fox News, you listen and decide for yourself. What would John the Baptists say to us? If he came into my church, I wonder what he'd say, and I wonder how many would receive his message. If he came into my church, I wonder if I would receive his message. If he came dirty, filthy, because that's what he was, camel's hair, smelled, his hair was all knotted, his voice was loud, "You brood of vipers!" What would he say? And what would we do to him at Holy Rosary? My God, this is a very scary thing. You know, we celebrated yesterday the feast of John the Baptist. And whenever I celebrate him, I've got to preach him, because
We need John the Baptist in every denomination, in every ministry. You know, when ministries become more important than people that you love, they need to be given up. When ministries compromise, they need to be given up. I tell you, I wonder what John would say to me. He came to bear witness to the light. He came to bear witness to Jesus Christ. God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, by whom all things were made. Yes, he came to bear witness. He was a witness to Jesus Christ. And yet, he was not accepted. Oh, he was not accepted by the hierarchy of the day. He was not accepted by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He was not accepted by the king's wife, Herodias. Oh, Herod was very, very intrigued by this man. Intrigued. But so many people are intrigued by Jesus and they never give their life to him. What does it mean to be intrigued? You know, I'm going to tell you, many religions, Jesus Christ is not even in the equation. I'm going to tell you, many religions, Jesus Christ is not even in the equation. God is not in the equation. I tell you, I know. People write to me from every denomination, and they tell me. I have letters, they tell me. All these denominations, Jesus Christ is not even in the equation. They pour out their heart to me from every denomination. It's very sad. I wonder what John the Baptist would say to these people and to their churches. I wonder. Listen to the word of God. Verse 19. And this is the record of John. When the Jews and priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? Sounds like the old Alice in Wonderland. Who are you? Who are you? Listen to what he says. He confessed. He did not deny it. He confessed, I'm not the Messiah. I want to tell you, no church is the Messiah. There is only one Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. The church is called to be like John the Baptist, every church, to lead people to Jesus Christ. No church is the Messiah. No church is the Messiah. The church is called to lead men and women to Jesus Christ, to the cross, to the blood, to the risen Lord. That's what every church, Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox, the Jewish church, whatever they call themselves, you know. The Jewish church that believes in the Lord, or, you know, Messianic Jews. The church is not called to do anything but lead men and women to Jesus Christ. That's what Paul the Sixth says in his letter to evangelization. That's what we're called to do. We're not called to set up establishments, but to bring people to the cross, people that do not know Jesus Christ. And the church, no church is the Messiah. The church leads us to the Messiah. The church leads us to the Messiah. And the church confesses, I am not the Messiah. No church. What does it say in the 20th verse? John confessed, did not deny. confess, I'm not the Messiah. What am you? What are you? What am you? Oh, I'm speaking good English today. What am you? Love it. And they asked him, what then? Who are you? Are you Elijah? I'm not Elijah.
Are you the prophet?
I'm not the prophet. Then he said, they said unto John,
who are you?
That's Alice in Wonderland.
Who are you?
That we may give answer to the hierarchy who sent us.
What do you say about yourself?
John said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. That's what John would tell the churches today, every church, Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox, Messianic. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Yield your life to Jesus Christ. You are not the Messiah. Give your life and your ministries to Jesus Christ. Let Jesus Christ be, what's the word, exalted. I'm just a voice, the voice crying in the wilderness. As Isaiah the prophet says. And then they asked him. They said to John,
then why do you baptize?
My Lord. A friend of mine just the other day was at church, Maria Badia, and there was a priest, you know, the poor priest was in pain. And they could tell that the priest was in pain. You know, he celebrated Mass, his face was wincing, just like mine sometimes, you know. So when they walked, he walked by them, you know, they were praying after Mass. Maria says, Father, you know, can we pray for your back? And he says, I could always use prayers. And Maria said, no, I want to lay hands upon you. And he said, only priests can do that. I don't think so.
Why do you baptize? If you're not Moses or Elijah or the prophet, why do you? Only priests can do that. Same old stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's the same old stuff. Nobody can lay hands upon you but the priest, and even the priest won't do it for the most part. They're afraid to get problem with sexual abuse. I remember a priest saying that. He was in the seminary. And he said, I won't touch anybody. And I said, well, you know what, your ministry, this is when we went to this thing about what was it called, you know, feeling and touching and whatever it was, you know. And he said, I won't touch anybody. I said, well, then your ministry is dead. Jesus Christ touched people. It's the way you touch people. I had a woman last night. Woman came, she had a neck brace on her last night, the poor woman. After the Holy Mass, she come up to me. She told me her story. It's been like that since Christmas. I just prayed a couple of prayers in Jesus' mighty name. She's moving her neck, and she's amazed. Unfortunately, when they put the screw in her neck, the screw bent, but now she's moving her neck. I asked the people who were there with me to help me pray, because I know only priests pray for the sick. No, that's a lie. We're all called to lay hands upon the sick, not priests alone. Anybody who loves Jesus and loves people. And they asked him, Then why do you baptize if you're neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet? And John answered them, I baptize you with water, but there is one standing among you whom you do not know. I am not worthy to unloose his sandal, and he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. That's from another gospel. Oh, yes, the one who baptizes with Holy Spirit and fire, that's what we need. We need John the Baptist in the churches, all the churches. And we need the one who would baptize us with fire again, as in the day of Pentecost, because most of our churches are nothing but wimps. They're just little wimps. Nobody says anything to anyone because we're afraid. Listen! John the Baptist said, repent. John the Baptist said, brood of vipers. What would he say to me? And what would he say to you? And what would he say to your denomination? And what would he say to my denomination? I don't know. That's up to you to find out. My God, have mercy on us. I just know he was not politically correct. He did not say, my brothers and sisters. He did not say, my brothers and sisters. He said, turn away from your sin. He said, make the path straight for the Lord. He said, repent. And it cost him his head. That's what happens to prophets, you know. It costs the prophet the head. I wonder what he would say to Joel Osteen when all the beautiful, lovely people in the congregation are smiling as he doesn't proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ. I wonder what he'd say to Joel Osteen. I wonder what he'd say to Uncle Benny Hinn, you know. I wonder what he'd say to me. My Lord, whenever I celebrate the feast of John the Baptist, it brings me to my knees. I am a sinner, saved by grace. O God, all the compromises in me, I pray you would change by your Holy Spirit. I pray you would change me by grace. Oh God, John the Baptist did not mince words. He did not say, my brothers and my sisters. He said, you brood of vipers, you hypocrites, produce the fruit of conversion. I wonder what he'd say to me. I wonder what he'd say to Billy Graham. I wonder what he'd say to the bishop conference. I wonder. I have no idea. I cannot judge. I wonder. This was not an educated man. This was a smelly man. This was a man in the Jordan River, as the locust trees hung over the water of the Jordan. And here he is in a camel's hair garment when the Pharisees and the Levites come to him. They're dressed to the nines, and he looks like someone that the dog dragged in. But he was the righteous one. I tell you, clothes doesn't make the man. Benny Hinn in his white doesn't make the man. Father Tom in his chasuble doesn't make the man. Father Tom with his collar doesn't make the man.
If you are not a man that has been born anew by the Holy Spirit, you can wear what you want, but you are not in the favor of God. You can wear garments of green and yellow and purple and pink and whatever. It does not mean anything. You can wear what you want. Clothes do not make the man. But I will tell you one thing that the people know the man of God. The people know the man of God. The people know the man of God. No man of God is perfect. But I think I need John the Baptist today to cause me to repent. And it would not be easy on me either. He would not be easy on me. He wouldn't be. Next line. The next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him, and he said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. You know, the Bible says, the sin of the world, not the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. The sins of the world. You take away the sins of the world. That's what we pray. That's what we pray, the sins of the world. This is he who takes, is the Lamb of God. What does that mean? That means the sacrificial lamb. That means the sacrificial lamb. That means Jesus is a sacrifice. Even John the Baptist prophesies in the Jordan River that he is the sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and he shall be lifted up very high. Many were astonished at him, at his countenance. It was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So marred that no one would desire him. I desire you, Jesus. I desire you in your brokenness, in your woundedness, in your being scourged. I desire you, Jesus. Oh, yes. They were astonished at him, his countenance so marred, more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. Isaiah 52:13 and Isaiah 53, that no one would desire him in his brutal beating, that he was lifted up, Isaiah said, on a cross, though he did not say cross, exalted on high. And John the Baptist says, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of sacrifice. Isaiah tells us he will be so marred that people would turn their faces from him and no one would desire him. I desire him. Do you? Do you desire him in his brokenness, in his woundedness, in his blood? Do you desire him? Tell him tonight. Tell him today that you desire him. Tell him that you desire him. Tell him that you desire him. Even in his brokenness, tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him, I desire you, Jesus. I desire you, Jesus. I desire you, Jesus. I desire you. I desire you. My heart desires you. My soul desires you. My hands desire you. I desire you. I desire you, Jesus. Father, I ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I pray you would raise up many John the Baptist in every denomination. And I pray, God, that when John the Baptist comes, we would not behead him, but we would welcome him. Amen. Today at 3 o'clock, we're going to be at the Holy Rosary worshiping God today.
3 o'clock, 3 to 4, worshiping God because he deserves it. Tonight, 7:30 Mass, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You're welcome to come. So 3 o'clock today, Holy Rosary, worshiping the Lord with music, praising his holy name. You know why? Because he's worthy. And tonight, 7:30, Holy Mass, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament all night long. Okay? Let me also tell you that I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I do need to hear from you. Summer is here, and you know what? People stop sending. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want to tell you about Revival Glory. Revival Glory is happening at the at the Holy Rosary between the 18th and 22nd of July. 18th is a Sunday. That'll be a 7 to 11. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it'll be 7 to 11 in the morning. Let's start again. Sunday, 7 to 11 in the evening. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 1 in the afternoon, that's in the morning and the afternoon, and 7 to 11 at night. So that's what we're going to be doing. That's a Revival Glory. I say Revival Glory, and you're welcome to come to that. And this is the number to call, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. It will be $50. We need to have accommodations. We need to do stipends for the people. We have people like Maria Vadia, who has permission from her bishop, and she's a wonderful speaker. She's gone all around the world to praise the Lord, to preach the Word of God. 617-846-1210. That's the 18th to the 22nd. That's in place of my retreat. It's already starting to fill up. People are sending their $50 in. You know what? Our church cannot hold too many people. So you better do it while you can. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And Jimmy the Roofer, come on now. You need a roof? It's going to be raining with thunderstorms, you know. And you can sing that song, Raindrops Keep Falling on my head. Listen, his telephone number is very easy. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.